Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Nick Sarda, Seth Lampman, and Bailey Saul Lanning about the upcoming IYP Putt-Putt and Pints Classic.
Talk about what people should expect at Putt-Putt and Pints, because, I mean, I hear it. It sounds like a lot of fun. What should I know going in? And I guess just kind of give me a rundown of the day.
There's 10 locations. There's 80 teams, so it'll be 8 teams at a location. Starting at about 11 a.m., we'll be doing check-in at Mojo's. Essentially what it is it's a putt-putt tournament. There is free food at every location, substantial food at least two. We're still getting that hammered out, probably more than that. But it's something that it promotes local business. You're going to get an opportunity to go into a lot of these businesses on the square that you may not have a reason to go into. And for those reasons, a lot of people get to see these businesses. One of the things that we do is it's also we try to make it safe and fun for everybody. We coordinate with local law enforcement so they know what's going on. I've talked to the chief of police. We've done those type of things. We have a discounted sober driver program presented by Ellis Law Offices. We've got, like I said, free food at every location, and it ends up around 5:30 so that it's not too deep into the evening. And so people dress up and go to all the locations and enjoy the food and have a good day.
Let's talk about Indianola Young Professionals as well, because, I mean, it feels like those groups are cropping up all over the nation. I know a couple of my friends back home are a part of them. Why is it such a fun group to be a part of and be able to organize events like this?
The group is always changing. We started it 5 years ago. Nick and myself were asked by Brenda Easter at the Chamber to help put together a group, and we've really evolved in things that we've done. We've always thought it was something important to help connect professionals in Indianola. Indianola has a large group of people who live in Indianola but don't work here. And so if they're not connected in another way, we thought this is a great way to connect people, help give them opportunities for philanthropy, social opportunities, but also give them roots here in Indianola. And so that's been something we've been trying to do from the beginning.
It's also been really nice because there are parents who stay at home who aren't as connected or maybe only connected through their children. And so this is a space where they can come out and meet fellow. It doesn't have to be young professionals. A profession can be a stay-at-home parent. And so they can navigate that and meet with other people in the community that they normally wouldn't get to.
And interestingly enough, we're not even technically Indianola Young Professionals anymore. We've decided to kind of be IYP because the young part, we've kind of relaxed on. It used to mean 39 and under, but it's really a community group. It is of a younger crowd, but we decided not to limit that. And as Bailey was talking about, the professionals is some people think that's a restricting word, and we're not trying to be restricting. We're trying to be open to the community. So we usually go by IYP, and that's why we think we've had some ability to expand to a greater audience than we thought we would anyways. We didn't model it after some of the other young professionals. We want to model it to what we thought Indianola needed and would want in such a situation.
Well, talk about the process of getting everybody together for this type of event, because, I mean, it certainly takes a lot of communication and a lot of communication and organization between a lot of different groups.
IYP has a wonderful board. It's made up of five people. And so us five people have tackled and divided up kind of to conquer networking and navigating. And so that is part of our IYP philosophy, is trying to stay local and get all of these local businesses involved. And this has been a great way for the five of us to get our name out there. There's new locations this year, and we're excited to get people into those locations. But the putt-putt part is really unique, too, because we even have local business owners helping us build these holes. You know, so the five of us are out there with our hammer and nails and screwdrivers and drills building these holes. It's really a labor of love, and we just enjoy it so much, and we want everybody else to enjoy it as well. So we hope that the community can see that, how much we really enjoy putting this on.
How important do you think it is for the community to be able to see that? Because, I mean, it feels like, you know, young people taking an interest in what their own community is.
I think that's super important. I think a lot of times people generalize young people and millennials and lump them into things that they see on TV and in the news. But what I've found is that our young professional group and young people in general are super generous. They just want to have a reason, have a connection to it. And if you give them something that's important to them, they're going to be generous. And so we've had tremendous business support. We have tremendous involvement from young folks and older folks in our community. And it's really one thing that we did this year that we weren't able to do in the years before is because of all that business support, we were able to put together two presenting sponsors. And so this year we have Downey Tire. Jared at Downey Tire has agreed to be a presenting sponsor, and also Jim Dawson at Iowa Metal Fabrication. And Jim, we couldn't put together this tournament without the support of all those sponsors. They helped put together holes, and then they also really add funds to the pot that we're able to provide to the local charity.
Thanks to Nick Sarda, Seth Lampman, and Bailey Saul Lanning for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.